Hi, welcome to Bus Smell of the Day, episode one. Obviously an audible bus smell of the day because you can't smell through the headphones that you're listening to this in. So pretty much what this is 5, maybe 10 minutes of me talking about how my day was on the way home or on the way to work, and complaining mostly, maybe sometimes nice things happen, but mostly complaining about public transit and what happens on public transit and people around you, because everyone knows that everyone's a jerk, especially when it's not you. So what happened to me today? Okay, so I recently got a job where I have to go into Burnaby every day. I live in Vancouver. You would know if you followed me on Twitter, which you can find on this podcast's homepage. Anyway, so I have to go two zones now. I'm no longer in the Vancouver zone, which is the 250 zone. I'm now up to 375 per trip that I take to work and home. Anyway, so I have this giant pile of change in my kitchen. It's pretty big. Like I might be able to go on vacation with my nickels that I have acquired from working at a barista job before I had this one. So I get tips, but they're so lowly that they're unclaimable kind of tips. Anyways, so I had a Ziploc full of nickels with me today. Go to get onto the bus after work, or the SkyTrain, sorry. I go to get on the SkyTrain, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get rid of these nickels because they weigh way too much for me to put them in the tiny backpack that I own. I really do own a very small backpack. I once fit a thing of yogurt and a head of broccoli and a tomato in there, and I was quite proud of myself. It's very small. So having this giant Ziploc of nickels not only made me sound like a crazy lady getting on the SkyTrain on the way there, but it was heavy. So I wanted to get rid of it, and I thought the best way to do it would be to go to one of those machines where you can get your bus transfer thing. And so I go there, and I'm unloading this entire bag of nickels into the machine, and it tells me that I've reached coin capacity, and I can't put any more coins in. So I had to return. I had to press the return button. There's like three people standing behind me waiting to use this machine. And there's just nickels pouring out like I just won the jackpot kind of thing. And I have to start all over. Luckily, I had some quarters with me, which I really wanted to spend on, I don't know, food. Or a least embarrassing bus ride the next day where I don't have to stand there for 5 minutes putting each individual coin in. Anyway, so I eventually get my bus transfer. So annoyed. I can't, like, why give the option of being able to pay in nickels if it won't accept? Like, would I have, if for some horrible reason I had to go to Surrey, would I not be able to pay in nickels the full $5 that it would take to get to Surrey? I don't know. Anyways, kind of annoyed, kind of funny. I had nothing else to do, so I might as well waste my time on trying to get rid of these nickels, which I couldn't anyways. So I go on the SkyTrain. It is boiling hot, so hot in there. It smelled absolutely horrible. Like, it smelled like that women's gym Curves, the one where, like, your mom's aunt goes to it, like, and it smelled like a Curves gym where they were actually working out. That was the sweat, and like, it was muggy. It definitely was not a pleasant SkyTrain ride. And then of course almost missed the bus, have to do that half run, half walk, try to be cool thing to get the bus. And the bus driver was not happy with the way things were going for him today. loudly swearing at other cars, honking, speeding. Luckily, there was no one gross on the bus today. Or I guess not so lucky because it's not as interesting of a story, but he was definitely swearing at drivers. Every stoplight was an opportunity for him to complain about his life to us being the full bus of passengers. Yeah, that was about it for today. I'm gonna try to do this once a week, maybe, just to get it off my chest. A lot of things happen to me when I'm on the bus. I don't know why. I was just telling someone today where I work, where I used to work in a coffee roastery. And it was in a sketchy part of town, and I would get on the bus at the end of the day, and it wasn't everyone else's end of the day. It was like midday, so it was never really a scary bus ride home. But if you smell like anything that doesn't smell like a bus, like pretty much if you don't smell like sweat and crap mixed together, someone's gonna try to sit beside you. And if you smell like something good, not just nothing, but like coffee, perhaps, old men are really gonna want to sit beside you, and they're really gonna want to talk about how they are smelling you at the moment. Yeah, that happens sometimes. Hopefully soon, so I can talk about this more because I feel like I've been, feel like I should have been doing this a while ago. Yeah. Anyways, that's what happened to me today. Maybe I'll have something more. Maybe I'll throw a little something in there, but yeah. Summary of the day, TransLink does not take only nickels. Bus drivers are now allowed to swear, supposedly, and don't ever visit your great aunt Ethel while she's working out. Okay, so that's it for me today. Definitely catch me next time. In the meantime, you can check me out on Twitter at TutuBeefCake, which is CAKE. Yeah, alright, have a good week and be careful on those buses. Lauren is out.